Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Stevens settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Doerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards second. Baker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baker. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky juggles the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Baker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Stevens, and towards Doerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker scores. Lupien moves to second. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Philly fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Philly. Tebbets moves to third. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Verdy Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence pinch hits for Jake Jones. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hitchcock trying to get to home. Wright throws the ball into Tresh, who tags Hitchcock, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Stan Spence now playing first base. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 3 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Haynes reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lupien bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Haynes moves to third. Baker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haynes scores. Baker moves to third. Lupien moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.